Okay. So, Sharon, hello, how are you?
I'm excited.
Tom Weber on NPR News. I went out to MSP Airport recently to meet up with birder Sharon Steitler. So you wrote this article for the Audubon magazine, and it was a very small little sidebar piece, and it basically said, hey, bird watchers, if you're thinking of places to go look at birds, why not think about airports? And I'm not much of a birder, had never pondered that. So why are airports a good place to go birding?
Well, the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport mimics the tundra. And so it can be a hot spot in the wintertime for things like snowy owls or even snow buntings and things like that. As a matter of fact, I remember they had a problem at the Duluth Airport because it was such a hot spot for birds like Lapland Longspurs when they were moving through that the airport had to put up fencing to keep the birders off the tarmac.
The birders?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a small airport. You think, oh, I'll be able to see those planes before they land.
Well, so they run out.
Oh, yeah, to try and get a better look at the
Longspurs. There's not going to be another plane for 10 minutes. So I'll run on
That's what you would think, but no, I mean, and also, especially now, since airport access is so limited around the tarmac, the birds feel a sense of safety from predators, but there's also just a tremendous prey base that's out here as well.
There is a part of the airport property that people may or may not know about called the aircraft viewing area. It's not, you don't drive to the terminal one or terminal two. You go back to where the FedEx building is, if anyone knows where that is. And so here we are. You're not the only one. You have your telescope set up. There's one that looks like a security guard down there. So this is like in the birding community, this is a known spot.
This is. And I also think it's a compromise on the airport's part because they literally could not keep the birders out. Every winter, even before 9/11, this was a known spot. Every winter, there's always at least one snowy owl. This year, there are several. But, you know, birders would go up against the fence to get a quick look or get a quick photo or park in parking lots where they're not supposed to be. And police officers would come up to me and say, hey, can you like tell the birding community to just lay off? And I'm like, I can, but if you have good birds here. And what's great about Minneapolis-St. Paul is some airports deal with their bird problem via lethal means. Our airport actually works with the University of Minnesota's Raptor Center to try and not kill off all the snowy owls. But and if a bird gets to be a problem, they will trap and relocate them to a better area. But part of the thinking is if you have birds that know where the planes are and stay out of the way, maybe they'll keep other...
There goes
Southwest
Airlines right there, taking off. And actually, as you were talking, a airport police car just came by and did a quick little loop. So
yes,
of course, yeah. they didn't talk to anyone because this is an okay place to be now.
It is. But you know, if you pull over someplace where you're not supposed to be, you will be amazed at how quickly security will come out and give you a talking to.
So the tundra idea is what? I'm just going to guess on the science here. Planes landing and taking off create enough heat? Is that the idea?
No, there's no trees.
Oh, there's no
so
trees.
So the birds that are here, snowy owls, they nest up in the Arctic. They nest on the ground. They are not used to trees. During breeding season, they're used to 24-hour daylight. So this is recognizable. As they're pushing south, as they often do in the wintertime, they see the airport and like, oh, this makes sense. Whereas there's one right now that's hanging out in downtown Minneapolis. That bird's got to be a little confused because, wow, everything's so tall. How do you find prey around here? Whereas this is recognizable.
It was a delta.
Or in the birding community, we call those red-tailed gashawks.
I like that. So with my naked eye, is that one, or is that a or am I not even looking at it? Yeah. You said there was one owl out here.
Yeah, you on top of that little shed out there, that is...
That's him.
That or her. That's a female. It's very heavily marked. That's probably a female that was hatched in the summer of 2017.
So I'm seeing the right thing, right? With the little head, the white top there. So even with my naked eye, I can see.
Yeah, you definitely can see them. It helps, though, if you have binoculars or a scope because you can scan around. And you'll often find them just roosting on the ground, perched between runways. Sometimes they're on top of the FedEx building or some other little shed. But currently, there are at least four different birds hanging out here at the airport.
Here we go. What's this one? Oh, this is the Sun Country. Is that their new logo? I think that might be their new logo.
Yeah, that is a new logo.
Just got a new owner, so I think they probably are changing the logo or something like that. So that dovetails, see what I did there?
Oh, nice.
That dovetails with the other story that is out there here in Minnesota this winter, especially about the fact that we have a lot of snowy owls.
Yes.
They've come down from Canada, right?
Yeah, yeah. And this is something that happens periodically, and we're learning so much. There's a really great website called Project Snowstorm, and they've actually started tracking these snowies. And the old thinking was that most of the snowy owls that would come down in these eruptive type years were starving to death and didn't survive. Thanks to Project Snowstorm, we're learning that these birds are, in fact, doing quite well. They don't move south every single year, but it is something to expect, and the birds are doing just fine.
So what the original theory was, they're not getting food up north, so they just keep coming south for the food, and so what, that's not the case?
No, and so we're finding that with the eruptive years that there's an extraordinary prey base during the breeding season. The adults are just producing chicks at an unprecedented rate because they have so much food. And so there are so many chicks at the end of the breeding season, they kind of go out to just see what else is out there. And we're finding that they're flying over open water along the Great Lakes and taking ducks off the water at night, which is something we didn't really know. I've gotten some pellets from airport staff here. The owls here at the airport are eating quite a few rats.
Interesting. So it's the same normal amount of prey and food for the owls, right? That they're looking for mice, maybe a rabbit every now and then, things like that.
Yeah, anything they can get. Rabbits for sure, mice. And again,
United Airlines,
oh,
just for
thank
people.
Thank you. We're getting a nice representation.
This is a nice.
And again, this amazes me. Owls rely on their hearing so much for hunting, and these birds are finding a way to survive amidst all this noise. They're still able to discern prey underneath the snow despite all this traffic.
How do you know if it's a problem? How do you know if you have a bunch of birds or a bird that's going to be running into airplane engines, right? We saw the miracle on the Hudson because a double bird strike, right? I mean, isn't this a problem that these birds are out here?
And they can be, but what MSP, I think, does is if a bird is hanging out right next to a runway too often or flying in front of planes too often, they'll contact the Raptor Center, and then a trap will be set up and the birds will be sent elsewhere. With the birds, I think, that stay here, one of the things I've noticed is that if a bird is roosting kind of in this area right in front of us and they switch the runways to use this runway, they'll take off and fly the other direction.
So the birds are getting plane smart?
Yeah, the smart birds get to stay. The not-so-smart birds get relocated. Snowy owls are almost always at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport every winter.
Every winter.
Yeah, yeah. There's always at least one here. And it's usually between Thanksgiving and Easter is kind of the time frame. And I don't live too far from the airport, so I'll usually stop by. And I would say about 75% of the time, just cruising through, like after 3 p.m., I have a good shot of seeing one. Since this is an eruptive winter, you don't just have to come to the airport. It's just really reliable and a safe way to view them. There are snowies probably in Dakota County and Goodhue County that haven't been reported. On some of the birding forums, people are seeing them all over around the state. Pretty much wherever there's open space, it's a good spot to find one. So if you find yourself out in farm country, I would watch the telephone poles or scan the fields, and you might very well see a snowy owl.
So you have your telescope set up, right? So
Yes. I was taking pictures with my phone.
So I'm just going to look through here. So it's already...
I can make it taller.
Look at that. So she...
Yes.
That's a she?
Yeah.
So I'm looking through the lens here, and she is not looking at me. She's looking away. She's being very rude.
She's got things to do. She's got to hunt.
And that's the thing, right? They're just always looking for the next thing.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes, like when I was here last week, it was very snowy and it was super windy, and that bird was just kind of hunkered into the ground. And the white coloration really helps them blend in.
If you're not a traditional birder or, you know, with a good eye like you, Sharon, it would be hard to find them, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a running joke in the birding community how many of us have tried to turn plastic bags in a field into a snowy owl. Because, and I mean, that's what you're primed to do in the wintertime is you're just kind of cruising. It's like, oh, there's something white, let me check. And 9 times out of 10, it's a bag. But the 10th time, yeah, the 10th time, though, it's a snowy owl, and that's what we live for.
Very good.
This is a great bird. This is a bird that gets a lot of people interested in birds. Snowy owls, in this setting at the airport, you have a fence, so that keeps you away from them. But when you find them in other places out in the wild, you can get quite close because their defense is to use their camouflage. And they're not necessarily used to humans either. So some arguments will ensue over how close people are getting to the owl. Are you stressing it out? Just because it's not moving doesn't mean that it's not stressed out. But I just always, you can kind of tell if an owl is staring at you constantly, that might mean you're a little bit too close. But if the owl is going about its business and just glancing at you periodically, then you're fine.
Then you're probably okay. That's another red-tailed gasshawk.
Oh, it's flying.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Where are we going? Look at that. You can see the flight pattern. Doing a little glide. Oh, she just hid.
So she's behind, but she's not on the runway, is she?
No, she went to the other side of the runway. Oh, I can just see the tops of her wings flapping.
Yeah.
Wonder where she's headed off to. She's just cruising. Doesn't look like she's hunting. Just looks like she's getting a better spot. Such an interesting flight. And she's a hefty bird, so she's just kind of lumbering along. I mean, she's going really far over, like to a part of an airport we can't even see. Oh, she's on one of the lights. She's getting into active hunting mode.
I'm just looking at the base. So that is a light, another delta there. That is a light that is on the other side of the runway, right? She went clear across the runway.
Yes. And so this just gives you an example of like how vast the airport is. There could be 10 snowies here. I mean, there's just four that are typically seen in this area. We have a floor graphic at the visitor center that I work at. And so you can see downtown Minneapolis and downtown St. Paul in the airport. When you see how big the airport is in the Twin Cities Metro, you could literally fit downtown Minneapolis and downtown St. Paul in the space of the airport. This is a huge, huge spot.
And therefore, birder's paradise for sure.
Well, the other thing that makes it a birder's paradise is that it is on the confluence of the Mississippi River and the Minnesota River. And that is a major bird highway. And it backs up right next to a national wildlife refuge. So, you know, maybe in hindsight, it's like, oh, maybe having this next to a national wildlife refuge wasn't the smartest idea.
It's a little late for that, I guess.
Yeah, we just have to learn to live together.
Well, Sharon Seitler, self-declared bird chick, if you're following her on Twitter, the visitor center, she notes she works over for the National Park Service in St. Paul. Their offices are in the same building as the Science Museum. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for going birding with me.
Absolutely.